Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm. Joe Juravicius here in the Dog Bowl after the Browns suffered a tough 24-6 loss at Jacksonville. Start with some of the positives, though. I thought defensively this team played one of its better games. Only one touchdown drive on the day of more than 13 yards. Heck, one scoring drive. What do you see from the defense that gives you some confidence coming out of this one?
Well, I think we knew going into the game, Blake Bortles being a rookie quarterback, our defensive backs, we thought, you know, statistics, stat stuffing, and we saw that. I know Buster Screen postgame said he wanted to go get two picks. Well, they got three. Tashaun Gibson is playing some great football. He is in the right place at the right time. You know, great cut in front of that slant. And Buster Screen made a play as Jacksonville was driving in, about to score, essentially take over the game, to turn it back into our tide was a great step. But overall, they're playing team defense. Would not like to see Denard Robinson go for 100-plus on the ground. But again, we owned those young receivers this week.
Yeah, three interceptions for the defense, multiple sacks, got off the field when they needed to. You talked about the run defense, though. They did give up 127 yards to Denard Robinson, over a buck 80 for the game to this Jacksonville team that came in last in the league in rushing heading into this game. The Browns now the worst run D in the league. How concerned are you about that run D?
I'm concerned, again, and I'm going to have to go back and watch the tape again, just like we all will, just like they're doing right now. Something needs to be addressed, and I think for the most part, a lot of that is because of some of the injuries. We're just trying to, like, makeshift guys and put them together. You know, guys that aren't gelling yet. They're not understanding the gap responsibility. And we got exposed yesterday by a bad rushing football team.
Certainly did. Now, for the most part, though, they only given up 10 points till the final 5 minutes of that game. So I thought the D did enough to win. The offense, on the other hand, Joe, really struggled in this one. Only 6 points after scoring 21 or more in each of the first five games. What did you see?
Offense was MIA. There's no other way to put it than the offense was missing. For a team that we relied on our offense the past few games to kind of put the points on the board and kind of help our defense out, it just didn't show up. And when you don't have a running game, when the running plays aren't working, play action's not working, nothing worked yesterday.
No, nothing did work. The offensive line without Alex Mack went against a good defensive front, and I thought got the worst of that exchange, certainly. Put a lot of pressure on Brian Hoyer, who had one of his worst days, certainly on the season, just 16 of 41. What do you see from the Browns quarterback?
Well, obviously, Brian struggled yesterday, and I think some of that can be attributed to Alex Mack being gone. We saw what a valuable piece to the offense that Alex was. Again, when you don't have the guy that starts the play calling before Brian Hoyer starts his play calling, I think it was detrimental to us yesterday. Brian obviously struggled. Everybody else struggled along with him. It was a total offensive letdown. And the result, we all saw what happened.
That's right. The Browns fell 24-6 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to have to regroup. They get the Raiders at home, who have yet to win a game also this season, so that they can get back to their winning ways. For Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicius, I'm Nathan Zagura. This has been Cleveland Browns Today here on ClevelandBrowns.com.